Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Late as usual.
Okay, but the whole podcast is late, and there's all kinds of traffic now. Crazy.
What a city.
And I don't know, bro. I don't travel around these parts at these times. I don't know.
It's either you're going to blame the traffic or the Palestinians. That's the problem with you guys.
Today,
no, but the traffic is nuts. The traffic is nuts. Sometimes at night. Did you see what they did, Poseidon, on the 15 when you're coming, the 15 right where the La Savannah Metro is? They're doing that little like, overpass thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool. Yeah. I like it.
And
it,
I like that they covered it so for winter.
Yeah, and the whole point is going to be it goes. You get out of the metro and you could climb up, right?
Yeah, because they're building an entire new neighborhood over there on the other side. They're building like condos and
the
a
Royal
shopping
Mount.
Mall.
Yes, yes. Yeah. That's going to be crazy. They've been building that for a while.
Yeah, apparently they kept trying to get different permits.
Yes.
Because first they wanted it to be private and they didn't want to have like...
Well, they wanted it to be like zoned in DMR and they wanted it to be zoned in Montreal.
Because there was a thing about they didn't want it to be zoned for government housing. And then the government said, we'll give you X amount of money if you do it. And like, oh shit, we want to be government housing. And then they had to reapply and
okay,
the whole thing.
Also, it's going to be government housing.
Not all of it, but if you have a certain portion, it's a whole... I don't fucking get it. I don't get into this. I don't understand why it's been taking 57 years to build.
Bureaucracy, my dear friend.
Bureaucracy, welcome.
So what's happening now at the Olympic Stadium? They're putting a new roof or some shit?
Again?
I don't know. Like, I saw that there was some shit going on that they were going to tear it down or they were going to... It was cheaper to put a new roof than it was to tear it down?
Maybe. Tearing it down does cost...
I'm sorry that I'm laughing. Bro, you look so high right
no,
now.
No, I was sleeping.
No, bro. It was a late night last night. It was a late night.
Literally, not for nothing. Yeah, last night was... I was the drunkest of the bar, guaranteed.
You weren't.
I always am.
Yesterday there was someone more drunk than you and I was with them.
Also, I got to say, people listening to the podcast, come by Monday nights, London Pub. It's $5 drinks all night. Yeah. It's going to be crazy every Monday. Come by. It's $5 drinks all around.
You never know who might show up.
You never know. Patelis was there last night. And just say that you came from the podcast. Mention that you came from the podcast or I won't charge you.
Yeah.
If you don't say it and I think you're a random civilian, I'm not charging you $5. But if you're one of us, you get $5.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah. When my people came in, they told you Pantelis sent us.
So they walk in and I go, oh, Pantelis sent you guys? And she looked at me, she went, yeah. And I didn't believe her at first. And she goes, how would I know that name? How would I know that name? I go, I said it. How would you not?
That is true,
I
you did it. Say it. Yeah.
And then she goes, I'm Darth Vader. And I go, okay, pleasure to meet you, Darth Vader.
Everyone had fun.
No, it was great. My boys showed up. One, my very good friend then brought his squad of friends too earlier in the night. It's just Monday nights are great. And like, I've been at London Pub for years now. And Monday nights was always the night that I love to go drink. And like, it's a kind of like a sacred night. And that's why I wanted it. It's going to be like my last bartending shift ever, you know?
Yeah. I like your Monday nights there.
It's great.
You rule with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
I like places that I could sit down. And everyone's having fun. And I'm not like I could hear people talk. I can actually talk. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, I like that. I don't like places where there's too many people. And I can't, you know, everyone's screaming. I like that I could sit and then people talking about their jobs and shit. I learned about the hotel. And like everyone's telling about different stuff that they do. And I was like, I like this.
Well, that's it, cool. Everyone is kind of like in the service industry pretty much that comes there. So like everybody like kind of is like on the same page. And
did you hear, Poseidon, it's what I tweeted today. Did you see the Paralympian woman?
No.
She was asking the government to help her put a wheelchair ramp in her building.
No,
and then
I saw that.
And then they sent in writing, they go, wouldn't it be better if we just helped you kill yourself?
What?
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to play it for the people.
This is my girl. This is so fucking...
Un momento, por favor, señor.
I'm momenting, señor.
I just want to put it up.
Hillary Johnstone of the CBC. She's the woman that, I think she's a Quebecer. She's a veteran and a Paralympian.
Damn.
So I think she may have lost a limb at a war, maybe. She's a veteran.
Oh, yeah, probably like a landmine. That makes sense. I was about to say IUD.
What's an IUD?
Isn't that the thing that they use for contraception?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that is, that is.
I don't know why that, anyways.
Yeah, you don't want to use an IED for that.
Oh, IED, okay.
She got a weapon of mass destruction.
An IED will stop a baby.
An IED is a, it's a landmine, no? It's a mine of sorts.
I don't know. Press. It will stop a baby. It'll stop you too. Press play.
There is a startling new development in the ongoing controversy around veterans being offered medical assistance in dying. A retired corporal who is paraplegic shocked MPs in Ottawa yesterday when she told them an employee of Veterans Affairs Canada offered her help with arranging a medically assisted death.
Well, Hillary, we know that this is the latest incident that we are hearing about. It is coming from retired corporal and Paralympian Christian Gauthier. Yesterday, she testified that the Department of Veteran Affairs offered her in writing, assisted death. Even, she said, offering to provide the equipment. Now, Gauthier said she had been fighting for a home wheelchair ramp for 5 years. She described the letter she received from the department in French at the committee hearing. There is a start.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
But what you know, it sounds like I work at, it's me, because it's just so random. It's like, can I get a wheelchair ramp? How would you go fucking kill yourself? It's so crazy.
That's not.
No, that's
bro.
Insane. And it just confirms to me that I need to do the sign up for this.
No, don't do the sign up for this.
See how far I can go with them.
So no, because I don't trust them anymore. They might be like, we can't have this guy talking shit. Just make sure he dies.
We're gonna document the whole thing. So
I don't want you to die.
Yeah, but if I die for the cause,
with content? No, yeah. I'm not down. I'm not Logan Paul, bro.
It's worth it, bro.
No, I don't like that.
Somebody
shit.
Wrote, "I blame climate change."
It probably is climate change.
Yep, guaranteed.
Yeah, Trudeau has his way. Trudeau keeps talking about Alex Jones in Parliament. It's fucking hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. He was mad. His comeback, because Polyev was talking shit about how nobody has any money, and you know he gave raises and all that. And his comeback was, "You, Alex Jones, known conspiracy guy, endorsed you." That's what someone else says. Isn't that's not a gotcha?
No, yeah,
because anyone could say anything. That doesn't make any sense.
Why are you just putting up Kanye's wife's tits,
bro? How? What? Wow. Okay.
What? I like his sweatpants.
That's crazy.
It's very odd, yeah.
Poseidon's touching himself.
What the fuck is this?
I can't see.
Why is this my Twitter feed?
Click on it? What is that? Is that dude sucking animal
dude,
dicks?
Dude, why is this my Twitter feed, bro?
Why are they eating animal butts?
Yeah, why are they eating cow butt?
Bro,
what is happening?
What do you look
I can't
at?
Today, man. I'm not like hungover. Hey, like, where
I'm
I
a
have,
little.
I have like a headache or anything, but like I'm hungover where like I was in the elevator.
Yeah.
And an ad for McDonald's came on and they have these new sandwiches and they called it the Surf and Turf with a fucking fish fillet and two patties and I almost threw up.
Oh, you're not feeling it?
I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yeah, no, horrible.
You ever
it
had fish fillet?
Horrible.
When I was young, I used to love it.
Sure, yeah, it's fine, but just, ugh, you know, right now. And then they'll
I've had McDonald's in years.
Cow's asses.
Yeah, the eating of cow's asses is weird. Oh, but like man. They were eating it sexually, it wasn't like eating like food.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
What do you look up on Twitter, doggy?
Bro, it's just, I don't know, it's a way of the world.
Well, that's just Elon. Everybody gets Elon. Elon just like did the opposite of shadow ban himself on Twitter.
Yeah, Elon, I see him everywhere. Yeah. There
every
he is.
Every tweet he tweets is on everyone's timeline. Guaranteed.
Even if you don't follow him.
Why wouldn't he?
He should do that to me when I'm promoting a show.
He really should. That would be nice of him.
Yeah.
Yo, Elon.
If you're listening, dog, help us out, Autiste.
Help the homies out.
Yo, it's been a weird week for everyone. Yo, Puff Daddy.
Update?
The only update I have is that apparently there was a video of him dancing like he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. We I think we watched that. Watched that when I was here the other day. Yeah, I don't know. He's a billionaire. He's going to get away with it, whether he has to go somewhere else or not.
You think, huh?
Is like, Puff Daddy a billionaire?
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
There's like a process to everything, right? So it's going to take so long for them to get him.
But I thought they had shit since they raided his homes.
I don't know. They got a warrant, right? Maybe they didn't find anything.
1 billion estimated.
Yo, how have Open Mic Live's been?
Open Mic Live has been good. We're getting good fucking like feedback from it. Everybody loves it. Everybody who's come to Open Mic Live has been happy that they came. I think it's a good show for like newer comics and older comics. That's what works with it. Is that like because it's such a small spot with just the stand up, and then you're just riffing after. And like, we're getting to see some people. Fucking Sam Adamo is the best on Open Mic
Live.
Like
Sam Adamo.
It's incredible every single time. And the crowd too. The crowds like are always like very like scared at the beginning of the show because we don't have big crowds at Open Mic Live. Thursdays are always dead. Thursdays have always been dead. But we live stream it. And every time we have the crowd, the second we're like 5 minutes into the show, they're always like so invested. And it's kind of like comfort zone feel.
Yeah.
I miss comfort zone.
I really do miss it. Well, we'll see after the burlesque stuff is done. When I have more free time, we'll probably bring it back and come back to our regular.
I was thinking we should do it like just pop-up shows, you know? Pop-up
comfort zones. Because it was so much fun. Sick. The I got my first complaint against me, Poseidon, on someone complained that I offended them.
I remember you told me.
And I told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's amazing. Good.
It's sick. It's pretty awesome. My favorite part is that she said everyone was laughing.
Yeah, she mentioned in the email. She goes, I was offended, but the joke killed. And then it made me more mad that the comedian referenced the fact that he killed. He was so proud of himself. It's a good joke.
It was a good joke.
That was a great joke. So, but that you're going to deal with it. It's not just in stand-up, in any art form, bro. You have these fucking people that just get pissed about dumb shit. Yeah, of course.
100%.
So stupid.
You just can't, like, I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Who cares? No. Well, your podcast that you released with that guy there on the Frenchcast.
Yeah.
That, like, went, you know, I'm sure there were some crazy comments on it.
Yeah, people got mad, yeah. But it was 99% positive.
For sure. Because people actually listened, like, were positive because they saw what you guys were saying.
Yeah.
But it still feels bad when, like, people are saying shit about you, like, because they didn't pay attention.
Yeah, they isn't actually you.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Yeah, but I stopped feeling bad. Like, I don't, because I can't take people serious anymore. Like, there's people who change their whole day around just to go look at the eclipse. Like, these are the monkeys I'm dealing with.
Yeah, I woke up to go do it. And now, when I say wake up, like, I could have slept until 4 p.m. and I didn't. You know what I mean? And I really wasted that. Last night, I was running on 3 hours of sleep.
You were good, though.
For me. Yeah, you were good. I was hammered. I stopped counting at, like, 27 shots. Like, it was...
Just people keep getting your shots.
It's just, I'm just drinking with every... It's like, sometimes, like, it catches me where, like, I do a shot with somebody, and then I turn my body away to talk to somebody else, and they're like, oh, you want to do a shot? And, like, I just can't say no.
Why can't you say no? Is it, like, the Drew thing, like, it's free, I have to take it?
It's just, like... I hate when a bartender doesn't want to do a shot with me.
Really?
Yeah. I like to go and drink with the people. You know what I mean? I like to...
Find that weird that you're mad that an employee can't drink on the job?
It's different. I'm not mad, but it's not as fun. You know what I mean? So I just want to have fun, and I want everyone else to have, like, if somebody wants to do a shot with me, they are happy doing a shot with me. They're not really like, I want this guy to be happy and get drunk. They're just like, they want more people involved, and it's just nice, you know?
All
right. Like, last night, everybody was like pretty much hanging out together, the whole bar, you know?
And yeah, that's what London is. And everyone was dancing and having fun.
Yeah.
And it's so small.
It's so small, so nobody really has a choice, and everybody just ends up fucking meeting everybody.
Oh, I have a question. The darts game.
Yeah.
How many people play that, or is it a popular game?
Darts, yeah. A lot of people. We go through so many fucking darts. People are playing all the time.
Where do they go?
The darts. They break them.
How?
Or they steal them. The ends fall off. They get fucking bent and shit. You need all the pieces.
Do you know someone that comes in, they're very good?
There are these guys who, like... They love the darts. Like, they'll come and they'll bring a new board sometimes because they're pissed that our board is, like, getting old. So they'll just replace it.
Who the fuck goes? That's like going to a restaurant and bringing your own utensils. Yeah. That's so weird.
I don't know. Listen, I don't mind. It's whatever because then everyone else is happy there's a new board. And there's a few people. They try hard, you know, but it's... I just like playing against drunk people who are bad and I'm bad and we play for shots and
anyone fun. Ever get into a fight and try to launch a dart into someone?
No. One time, though, a guy wanted to throw a dart from outside. Because you know where you were sitting? There's a garage door. We opened that in the summer. So a guy wanted to throw the dart from outside into it. And I said yes. And then everyone's standing there watching. And I realized, I'm like, yo, everybody's got to get away. So I cleared, like, the whole bar to the other side. And then he threw it and he fucking missed.
Obviously, he missed. There was too much hype. The guy started to panic.
It's horrible.
You moved the whole bar.
And then he's like, everyone's like, let him go again. And I was like, nah, fuck this, dude.
Someone's going to get killed.
Yeah.
It's going to hit a homeless guy.
It's not worth it.
Oh, a lot of homeless.
I make bad decisions sometimes.
You make bad decisions a lot.
Yeah.
Me too. How's Borgie?
Borgie's good, dude. Fucking got home. He fucking was gambling. He won some money.
Wait. What do you mean? He's gambling online now at night?
He gambles with his friends only. He doesn't play alone, you know? It would have been, like, sad if I came in and he's in the dark alone.
What do you mean? Like, they're all on stake?
Yeah. They're all just him. He was playing with your brother.
My brother gambles.
Bro, your brother's in a van. How the fuck is he gambling, bro?
I've already told you all kinds. I've played with your brother.
You never told me?
Yeah, I literally told you.
I don't remember.
And then your response was, so you're meaning to tell me that my brother is in your friend group?
Yeah, that's all you got from that.
Yeah, I was shocked.
So his brother's a degenerate gambler living in a van.
Now I gotta hold on.
What the fuck, bro? Now I'm angry.
Now I gotta break him.
No. I gotta say he's a good kid and he's fucking smart about it.
No, I have to break him.
Smart about it.
Yeah.
You can't gamble if you live in a van.
He plays poker and he studies the poker, and that's what you have to do. If you don't study and you're playing poker, you're a loser. And then, I don't know, they play small amounts, bro. They deposit 50 bucks each, you know?
Yeah, but 50 bucks when you live in a van is life-changing.
every single time, we're like, bro, you can get chicken and eggs.
Yeah. Right?
He's like, fucking retard.
He's like, no, I got wrong. I got a frozen hamburger.
He's out there doing backflips, eating frozen food, and living in a van and gambling.
You're the same person. if you could do backflips, you would be doing
that. Replace the gambling with hookers, and you got Poseidon.
Old Poseidon.
Yeah, old Poseidon.
Sounds a reformed gentleman.
I am,
he's
Yeah, it's quite.
Yeah, it's quite. Yeah, right. He's got a mustache.
I, too, used to frequent the whores.
I used to party like a man living in a van myself, yes. But alas, the van days are behind me.
But we got Borsch canceled himself on all those gambling accounts. Like, he like blocked himself out because he wasn't losing. It was just like it fucks with your brain. Like,
you get addicted.
Do it all the time, you know? Yeah. And then they were playing on his brother's account because he was blocked.
Oh, now I got to double break him. What is this, bro? This fucking idiot. So Borsch won money on my brother's account and Borsch got to keep it?
No, your brother got to keep some too. They shared it. They put 50 bucks each and they cashed out like $1,000.
He took his mafia tax. I like it. I taught him well.
No, they both deposited equally.
They each deposit 50 bucks and then they share the wins or losses.
Yeah.
So what happened was they made $1,000, so they each got a couple $100. Your brother was able to eat and put some gas in his home.
Oh, good for him. He got his bike stolen too.
He got his bike stolen, so he's getting some money from that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like kind of happy he doesn't have a bike for now, you know? It's good.
Less dangerous?
Yeah.
Like, it was a motorbike.
Yeah. It was a...
And like, bro, I didn't know. He's literally cracked his skull open before on the bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's probably what led him to live in a van.
not on the bike. He fell off a cliff doing rock climbing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just regular stuff.
And you know what he did? He took a video and then sent it to my mother. He's like, look, Ma.
My head's open.
Yeah. I'm bleeding. Yeah, he's really... The apple doesn't fall far.
Also, he's the one... I love the story. I don't know if I can tell it on the podcast.
The apple doesn't fall far from the apple bopping stick.
He was kind of a crazy kid, and then he got the devil. He got exorcised. He got the devil taken out of him.
Was he the victim of an exorcism?
What?
Did you not know this?
What are you talking about? Why are you spreading rumors?
You didn't know this?
He's not spreading rumors.
Okay. Cut it. Look at the time and cut it, okay?
Sorry. Wait, no, it's true. No, he doesn't know. Poseidon doesn't know.
Really?
My brother got exercised.
Yeah. When? Who? What? When? Well, he got exercised when he was a kid. He got the devil taken out.
When? How come I didn't know of this?
By the devil, they meant they took your dick out of his ass. But for real, when did this happen?
Because my brother's left-handed, so my grandmother used to call him the devil. No way! How come they never told me? I would have stabbed everyone. That's why.
Call your mom right now.
We're dealing with high level intellectuals.
I swear to God, I'm gonna commit humanitarian atrocities.
Why, bro?
Why would they do that to the kid, bro? No wonder he's fucked up, jumping off of cliffs now.
A good kid.
Poseidon actually makes a great fucking point.
What the fuck? Who the fuck does that to a kid, bro? You tell me he's possessed by? That's insane, bro.
The power of Christ compelled him.
That's insane, bro. Who the fuck? I'm gonna fucking whoever did this. I swear to God, I'm committing atrocities.
The power of Christ compels him.
He was an altar boy at some point.
after
was he molested?
I'm gonna commit. Hold on.
Are you calling your mom?
Yeah,
we have to find out. Bro.
Yeah, because I could just be spreading rumors right now.
This is insane. I can't believe this is happening. I'm too hungover this.
Μα να σε ρωτήσω, όταν ο Διονύσης ήταν μικρός, κάνατε exorcism. Exorcism που βγάζει στο διάολο. Οκ, δεν είναι αλήθεια. Εξορσισμός ρε, δεν ξέρεις τι είναι εξορσισμός. Οκ.
Oh no, they did it.
Θα μιλήσουμε μετά, bye. Κάνω ράδιο, bye. Δεν το ξέρει!
So yes.
What is happening? What, I feel like you guys are playing a prank on me. What just happened?
Apparently, they said a prayer and poked a hole in it. My brother doesn't even know.
He poked a hole where?
I don't know. Like, because no, he was having bad dreams.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. It was the bad dreams.
Hold on, does my brother know about this?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
My family is retarded.
They have bad dreams, so they stabbed him, bro. They can just have bad dreams, bro.
My family's retarded. I come from a long line of retards.
And then they all said that it worked. Like, it was really good.
Yeah, because he was focused on the stabbing.
they gave him another trauma.
Yeah.
They every night he'd be my younger brother. How did it happen? They never told me.
Do you dream of demons anymore? No, but I keep getting stabbed by my family members.
Bro, what the fuck is wrong
with
this?
I have this gash in my belly.
This is insane, oh my God, bro.
This is too much.
I'm going to kill everyone.
I really flipped shit upside
down. He stabbed him. That's not even an exorcism. That's like low budget.
They said a prayer.
That's hillbilly exorcism.
And poked him with something. They say,
God bless you. Bam, bam.
No, that's insane, bro.
you caught her on the spot. So she was for sure like, no, no, no. We just said a prayer. We poked him.
Bro, what's funny? She's like, I'm at work. Why are you stressing me? Yeah. And he's like, what are you talking about? You stabbed my brother. She's like, yeah, he had nightmares. What am I going to do? The fact that in her head, she's like, yeah, what would you do if you had nightmares?
It's like,
you don't want me to stab you if you have a nightmare?
It's like, I get it. You have nightmares. Let me give you real problems.
Bro, that is insane. Poseidon's reaction is valid. That's crazy.
I never knew my family was into this
I really thought he was like, bro, why are you talking about this on the podcast at first? And not that he
No, he actually didn't know. I know his reactions.
That's insane, bro. Oh, that's crazy, bro. I'm going to stab all my family members.
Why? Are they having bad dreams?
God damn, bro.
Stabbed them.
You're going to tell the police, like why would you murder your entire family? They were having nightmares, Your Honor. I'm not a scientist, but I follow the old ways. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Wow, bro. Anyways, I don't know. This is hilarious, but I'm also very upset.
Power of Christ compels him.
Oh, my God. Because my grandmother used to call him a demon because he was left-handed.
And he had those bad dreams.
But my grandmother, recently she was like 90, like she passed away at like 90-something. So she was old. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's understandable. But like, fuck, my mother, bro, like, what the fuck is wrong with
him? No, but
he writes with his left hand. She's like, he's that gay demon.
Maybe he was having like premonitions, bro, of stuff that was really happening.
Nah, bro.
We all
used to, in my family, except for the middle brother, me and my youngest brother, we used to sleepwalk a lot. Like heavy, and I still talk to myself.
Yeah, subconsciously, they wanted to get the fuck out of there. They would sleep, run.
One time
Poseidon
I
would sleep, eat.
For real.
One time I pissed in the garbage bin. I thought it was a toilet bowl. I pissed in the garbage bin.
I was a very dumb kid.
When I was really little, I used to piss in the garbage bin everywhere. Just
oh no, me, it was because of sleepwalking.
No, I know. I'm saying I'm a piece of shit.
That's a good excuse. sleepwalking in the middle of the day.
Yeah, maybe, bro, he was sleep attempted murdering. Ooh. Maybe they caught him sometimes, like, with a knife, and they were like,
no, they would have mentioned that. His mom said he had nightmares. What did you want me to do? I had to stab him.
Okay. Well, that's what it was. The second he said that, it
But I never heard that as a cure for nightmares. I've never heard this.
Stabbing.
Because she told me where they poked him, but I don't know where they poked him. I didn't even hear it properly.
In the stomach.
The stomach, you heard?
Yeah.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
They probably didn't stab him. They just poked him. They poked.
That's what a stab is. A poke is a stab. It's the same thing.
Okay. Break skin.
It just depends
how deep you went.
I'm
still going to give my mother shit for this. This is
insane. Why? What's it going to change? This happened 57 years ago, bro.
And it worked,
still, bro.
It worked.
I mean, it didn't work. He lives in a van.
He lives in a van. He's jumping off of buildings. He's fucking...
It clearly had the opposite effect.
But he doesn't have
his life
dreams.
Is a nightmare.
Yeah. He can never have a nightmare because he's not scared of anything.
He's crying in a van. He's gambling.
Oh, my God.
Bro, he's one poke away from heroin, bro. This is crazy. He's in fucking Vancouver.
And yeah, he's in the place to
he's
do it.
He's in the place to do it, yeah. It's not good. I'm with Poseidon on this one. It's problematic.
Very upset. I'm very upset.
You should call him and see if he's okay. Not now, but
yeah,
you should.
No, after. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I called him. I think I called him like a day or two ago.
What did he say?
He was fine.
Well, I don't know. He's doing well today. He's eating today for sure.
Yeah, he won last night.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I sent him some money because like he was broke and shit. Like he didn't even tell me he was broke, but my mother told me he was broke, so I sent him some money.
Yeah, he's got gambling debts.
Yeah. Piece of shit, bro. I found out he's gambling. Now I got to break him. I got to break all my family.
No, why? No, clearly, bro, you would be a degenerate gambler living in a van, too, if you were stabbed by your family for having bad dreams.
It's not his fault. Yeah, he was stabbed for nightmares.
I get it.
Like, that's one of those things you can't control, and they stab you for it. You're like, oh, I promise I'm going to stop having nightmares.
It's so funny that you're like, but he didn't know.
You know, it's crazy.
How would I?
Yeah.
They never did that shit to me, though.
You didn't have nightmares.
Maybe no, I did. I used to sleepwalk.
Maybe they did stab you.
Maybe they did.
You are a weirdo.
Maybe they did, and I don't remember.
All the weird addictions you ever had could have come from that stabbing.
God damn, bro. I'm a victim of exorcism.
Well, no, these are not exorcisms. This is something crazy.
But no,
because
you can never jump off a building, bro. You'd be so scared.
What? I used to do crazy shit as a kid, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But this is not... Dude, exorcism would have been they hold you down, they go, the power of Christ compels you, and they reach it.
I think they did an exorcism.
No, they stabbed him, bro. That's not part of the exorcism, as far as I know.
I used to do crazy shit until I got too fat to do crazy shit.
Okay.
But have you ever seen a real exorcism?
Yeah, of course.
They're very scary.
Didn't it happen to Guido?
No, he went for an exorcism, but it did. I wasn't there. And it seemed like hippie shit, yeah. But I've seen my buddy, his dad, used to have bootleg copies of underground exorcisms.
Okay, yeah, I remember that
on
story,
VHS.
Actually, yeah.
We're all lunatic shit. And one time he just came into the basement and we're there with a bunch of dudes. As Viren tell you about this, it's fucking insane. We're sitting there just watching TV. Alex is there too. He's like, it's all the boys in here? And we're like, yeah. And he comes in, he's like, I got something for you guys. And we're like, oh my God, this guy gonna put porn on? This is fucking highly inappropriate, bro. And he pops in exorcisms. Real, like, you know, handicap footage and be like, ah, screaming, like, what the fuck is this? He's like, you gotta watch out. Gotta watch out for the devil. It's traumatizing.
There's those videos now on, I see them on like TikTok and shit of like the mega churches where someone goes on stage and they're like, I want the demon taken out of me, please. And then the person just like touches their forehead and they're like, ah!
That's a form of psychosis.
I think like 75% of them are paid actors.
Oh, paid actors. Yeah. Paid actors and psychosis, I think.
Yeah. No. Look up church getting demon out.
Yeah. Church demon shake. For real. Church demon shake. You'll find this shit.
Or mega church exorcism compilation.
No, because it's not an exorcism.
No, it's not really an exorcism. Church demon shake. Doesn't even have to be a mega church. Yeah, just church demon shake. Yeah, grab any of these fuckers.
What's that one, the third one? The one right under that
one? This
one? Yeah.
Yeah, click on this guy.
Oh, just him talking. No, it's just him talking.
Oh, right there.
Where? Oh, look at this.
Shocking demon takes 16-year-old girl. I doubt it. Click play. She's doing the rock and roll hand sign. She's doing the rock and roll hand sign.
Fucking rock.
I love how stupid they are. They're like, it's the devil.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's watch this, brother. Why does the devil need translation?
Yeah. I'm seeing three prisons.
And in the cages, I am seeing a name.
Is this the demon crying or her?
And I'm seeing also your birth certificate. Are you insane, bro?
She's just an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, he's like, I found your birth certificate. She's from here. I'm also seeing your career. Who is this? What
you
are you talking
are
about?
Legal.
Yeah. They're all inside a satanic prison. They took her birth certificate. I'm also hearing the name Orosa. Forward a bit, Poseidon. This is like...
Yeah, it's going to get extreme. Go to like 8 minutes.
Oh, go back, go back. Did he punch you in the fucking face? That tonight all chains, all evil prisons, all torment, all arrows of the enemy, all orchestration of evil will stop tonight. Still, we're just yelling at her. We're on the arm wrestling competition. She's screaming.
Yeah. She's growling on the floor.
What's a good laugh?
Because it's like if they really were being possessed, they would like bite this guy or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Putting the mic to her. That's
look at the cloth.
I love that he's putting the mic. He's like, El Diablo, what you got to say?
Join my house now.
This feels like a WWE event.
Yeah. Wait till he fucking leg drops her. My God! My God, it's the devil!
What the fuck, man?
Imagine that's your girlfriend, bro. You go to church, like, why is she embarrassing me? I command you to speak in the name of Jesus. You can save on car insurance. I wanted to say something.
Should I fast forward?
Yeah, I don't know when she talks.
Yeah, fast forward to like 5 minutes.
Doesn't make it. Ah! Did you just hit her in the head, bro?
He cracked an egg.
No, that was an egg, was it?
It sounded like it.
But he smacked her, bro.
Yeah.
The balls on this guy, eh? This is a mentally challenged woman that he's smacking across the head.
No, she's working with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
The devil's saying she's mine.
Like, come on. Or she just really wants some attention. Cause like not for nothing, maybe me, I could have done that because like I like attention.
I feel like I could pull this off.
As a kid especially, like it would have been so much fun. And then like at the end, everyone like gets you like ice cream and shit because you're not the devil anymore.
I used to mess with my parents. You think my brother was just fucking around and they thought he was actually possessed?
Poor guy got
your brother stabbed.
Yeah, fuck.
Go forward a bit. Oh, what's she saying? I put my hands on her and took her to hell when she was 16 years old. This is so fake, bro. Who the fuck's falling for this?
You know what's the saddest thing about this? Imagine being an aspiring actress and this is what you get hired to do.
That's actually a good role, bro.
It's actually sad, though.
She believes she's crazy. They're trying to say that she's not crazy. It's the devil.
Bro, go to like 8 minutes.
Bro, if this, she's either crazy
or it's
paid actor.
The heavy breathing in the mic is the cherry on top.
Bro, look at that, bro. What is she doing? There, she's rapping.
She's doing the rock and roll.
Look, she's doing the Spider-Man, bro.
What is
this? Web.
What is this?
You see, this people don't understand what it makes sense. Why would the devil want to do the rock and roll horns?
I love, bro, special effects. You saw that?
Like that was a nice transition. Put down your weapons and your sword. Oh, this guy gave up. He's like, I'm tired of holding this thing. Bro, did you see that, bro?
Yeah.
Man, this is supposed to be 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'm here, my loafers. And he's like, he's going to the priest. He's like, tell her she's overacting. Skip ahead of that. We're not going to watch the whole fucking thing.
Oh, there's another blanket.
Skip ahead.
The rope of the elves, it burns.
This is just a drunkle at every party.
We had one of these at the bar last night. Yeah. She left early. Oh my God, horrible situation yesterday at the bar before you got there.
That was it?
Yeah, but it's all nonsense. Tell me about.
There's this girl and she's breaking up with a guy at the bar.
Oh my gosh, she chose Monday night to break up.
Yeah, and they're sitting there and like, I don't think she was planning on it. I think she just got fed up with him halfway through the date. And
oh boy,
she goes.
It wasn't a breakup. It was just a first date.
No. They had like been seeing each other, you know. And then she goes, "Look, I just think it's better. Like we're just friends. Like I don't think we should see each other anymore." And he goes, "Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, we could be friends. Yeah, and like I'm okay if we still have sex." And I
that hold on, bro.
That is the most.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard. That's the funniest fucking thing I ever heard.
And then she goes, "Yeah. I'm sure you are." But then it was crazy. And then she lost her mind. She started drinking all kinds. She had to fuck.
She was mad at him?
Taken out, thrown in an Uber. No, the guy, bro, he just sat there and just stared at her going to flirt with every other guy in the bar after. It was kind of crazy.
God damn.
Jesus Christ,
bro. It was a lot, yeah.
That's so funny. He's like, she never said anything of the sort. He's like, yeah, we could be friends and just bang. I'm okay with having sex with you.
Yeah.
It like, he just made up. He's like, I get what you're saying.
And just the fact that she was like, I'm sure you are, was just like.
And that's then, the funniest thing.
Bro, at the end, they're going to leave and I go give them their bills and I separate the bills.
Smart.
And then she goes, I'll transfer you. And then she walks out. So I just had to put that together and give it to him. And he just stood there and stared at the machine for like 20 minutes before he paid. And
you're not getting laid. And you had to pay for her to bang another dude. That's crazy, bro.
Was that expensive?
She got sent home.
But that's crazy.
No, it was Monday night, $5, everything.
Yeah, but yeah. That's a shitty thing about like bar life is you get to see that shit too. You get to see people at their lowest.
Yeah.
Why did he stick around? I would have paid and dipped.
You would have. He was trying to bang. You heard him.
He really, it was, I heard the conversation and he just wasn't getting that they weren't going to bang again. Like in his head, like he couldn't wrap his head around it. And that was what made it worse. And she wasn't being like, she was being direct, but not direct enough, you know? So it was just like,
this guy needed to get hit with a fucking book across the head.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, he was a little autistic about the situation.
Oh, bro, that's so fucking funny.
It was a sad one. But then the night went all up from there.
Yeah. Because I showed up.
Yeah, exactly. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm a party animal.
How was the show last night?
There was no show last night.
Oh, okay.
Shows are Wednesday to Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just, I'm supposed to be getting a new publicist. So I got to write some stuff down.
Nice. A few things.
Yeah, it's to do for French, to do promos and stuff. Sick. We're going to see. It's just, everything's expensive, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone costs monies.
Yeah.
That's how it is. What's the saddest thing you've seen at the bar?
A man shit himself. He just was drinking until he shit himself, and then he went to the bathroom and threw them in the corner.
Also, at least like there was no shit on the floor.
There was shit on the floor because he threw his underwear in the corner.
So that corner had shit.
That corner,
but there wasn't shit. Like shit everywhere.
No, but it was enough. And then the whole bar smelled like shit because I don't think he wiped his ass. I think he just threw the underwear and pulled his pants up, went and finished his beer. It's crazy.
And then left?
Yeah, well, no, he got kicked out and he had to pay $40.
Because of the shit removal?
The shit removal.
How do you, did he pay the $40 right away?
Yeah, yeah.
What if someone shits themselves and doesn't have $40?
I mean, they always got $40. The same kind of person that would shit themselves and not have $40, we don't let in the bar.
Yeah, right.
Anyone who's going to shit themselves in the bar can at least afford the $40. You know what I mean? It's a luxury that only the rich can afford.
Well, hold on. This implies that this has happened before and that's a standard rate for shitting yourself in the bar.
Or well, puking.
If I'm being honest, puke, we do puke, $20. And I think we freestyled a little bit on shit.
But yeah, because it's not like a common thing.
We upsold him to the shit yourself rather than the
like, look, dude,
the classic puke.
You signed up for a perk that we didn't know we had, so.
So what you're telling me, for $400, I could shit myself in your bar 10 times.
Yeah, but do you want to shit yourself in the bar 10 times?
Do that. It's gonna take a while, though.
Yeah, and also that's
okay. What if I take
that's next level degeneracy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Rates depend on the shit. So I would imagine that yours go around 75. Just guessing here.
Okay, what about, actually see and it. Does it have to be like, does it have to be my pants? Or like, what if I take a shit in the middle of the floor?
Listen, you shit in your pants.
You think you can do that? You think you could squat down, shit, and pull your pants? The way you have splashes, bro.
Absolutely.
If you
not,
do that, it'll splash over your whole legs and be covered in
if
shit.
If you squat down and shit on the floor.
It's going to be water coming out of your ass.
You're probably gonna get beat up.
Yeah, and you're gonna get shit. You're gonna get beat up while your pants are at your ankles and there's shit everywhere.
You're gonna get your dick stomped on.
Yeah, they'll kick you in your shit dick.
I'm asking for a friend, bro.
His friends tend to shit themselves in bars.
But it's more like you shit yourself by mistake because you're too drunk or whatever.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm just messing
But that's
around.
Next level drunk.
Yeah, hey.
I've never shat myself.
Like old Irish man.
I almost
drunk.
Did shit myself yesterday, though, during the day. Yeah, I was
You've
very
been
close.
Sick. You've been very sick.
I was very close. I was taking a walk and then I had to go home quickly.
Yeah.
I almost didn't make it because of traffic. I
when's
almost
the,
shit
when's
myself.
When's the last time you shat yourself?
2 days ago.
No, it was a long time. I can't remember it. That's how long ago it was.
Him, it was 2 days ago.
Oh, he shits himself pretty often. But then I found out from talking to people that he's not the only one. Like a lot of adults shit themselves a little too often for
I
my
liking.
I have
shot myself in my entire life 4 times.
That's an exaggeration.
It's not true.
It's way more. But I because he doesn't count a lot. Of, he doesn't count if he
farts and it's
you know, if he shits his... But he catches in his asshole, which he does a lot. He doesn't. He catches in his butt cheeks, and he doesn't count. But that should count.
You have long cheeks.
Yeah,
but it doesn't count though.
It does count. You shit yourself.
It definitely counts.
But because I
so okay with the catches 47.
Probably like around 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember when I shit myself as a kid summer camp.
It usually happens.
Oh, that rough. Sucks.
It sucks because like
knew?
No. Well, what happened was I we're coming back from and there was a little park like a block away from. The gym where the summer camp was, and I was the last one in line. And I was asking to stop. I knew all the dippers on the way to corner stores, and I knew them. I go, "Can I go inside? They'll let me take a shit. Just let me." And they're like, "No, you can't." The monitors were
they were like 16-year-olds or whatever.
Idiots.
Yeah.
They wouldn't listen to me.
How old are you?
30. No, I was whatever you are at summer camp. So
like 10,
10,
8,
10, around 10, probably around there. And we're at this little park. It's like a block away. And I just, there was no way, there was no, I controlled it for the first fucking 30 minutes, but there was no way of controlling this. It was coming out. It just starts shit coming down my leg. But there was so much shit, bro, that there was a trail of shit from the park to the gym. And then you could follow the trail of shit downstairs to the bathrooms, leading to a toilet bowl. And then in the toilet bowl,
there was
just
nothing.
A shitty swim short floating. I ran home naked, ran home pantsless. Yeah. I ran home pantsless, washed up, changed, and then came right back. And then they're like, "Did you shit yourself?" And I was like, "No, what are you talking about?" And like, "Did you shit yourself? Because we found the shorts there. Those are your shorts." I go, "They're not my shorts."
How is that the decision there, Cameron? Okay, I toss the shorts, I'm going to run home naked. That's
yeah, because
crazy.
I knew all the nooks and crannies. It was connected to my building where I lived. So I knew every hole in that fucking place. So I went home, washed up, changed, and I go, "No, I'm clearly wearing shorts. Those can't be mine." And they're like, "Yeah, but those are the shorts you were wearing before." I go, "You're misremembering. I didn't shit myself. I've been here the whole
I have that pair.
Yeah,
I wasn't wearing
I've been
today.
Here the whole time." Yeah, but there was shit everywhere. There was a trail of shit down the block, bro. It just kept coming out. It wouldn't stop coming out.
Yo, this reminds me of...
I had eaten a lot of those little munchkins from Timbits, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then a lot of chlorine water I swallowed.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That's a great mixture.
It's just so
it was
crazy.
A terrible mixture.
You ran home naked. How far was it? Like,
it's connected, the same building. So a few minutes, but I had to be stealthy so no one sees my butt out.
Yeah.
No one saw me, luckily.
Okay, nice.
And then I showed up and they're like, "Clearly you shit yourself." And I go, "That is a fabrication."
We see him on the cameras running around.
You were caught running naked in the halls.
I go, "That's fabrication. That's fabrication."
You have a video of a little kid naked here.
Yeah. I'm calling the cops. So yeah, so it was just funny because I remember that. That's we call that the munchkin story when I shit myself.
Nice. You look like that got you. That story like traumatized you a little bit.
I don't know. I was always able to laugh at it because it's so stupid. But what I hated is that because they were blaming the munchkins. They said I ate too many munchkins. But I was like, it wasn't the munchkins. I don't overeat munchkins. The problem was
like, I want the same amount of munchkins next time.
Yeah, the problem was the chlorine.
Well, for sure. Yeah, you're drinking.
Swallowed a lot of chlorine.
And there's all kinds of piss in that
water,
too.
Yeah, fucked up my stomach.
You're drinking piss, chlorine, and munchkins.
Yeah.
You're going
to
puke.
Yeah, because what happens is your body wants to expel that.
Yeah. So
I got it out of me last night. It's been a while, but I did it last night.
What'd you do?
I got home and I could tell that
explosive diarrhea.
No. I could tell that if I woke up today and I didn't puke last night, I would feel bad today. So I go, let me just get it out of me.
And you got home and puked.
A little.
How often can you do that easily? I could puke pretty easily if I actually tried.
Yeah, of course.
But I hate the feeling.
No, it's horrible. The last time I did it was maybe a year ago. Like, I don't do it often, but when it's required, it's a good strategy.
That happens to me because I smoke. That happens to me like every 6 months. I'm in the shower in the morning and I.
You got to put a finger down your throat?
No, no, no. I cough and then I naturally.
Vomit?
Vomit.
Oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah.
I used to, when I was like in high school and like maybe like CJEP, I used to do my bong hits and puke every morning. First bong hit of the day would make me puke every day.
That's awful.
So, but no, it wasn't that bad because. At that time, I wasn't really eating much, so it was just like a little bit of... Whoop.
I remember in the Republic days when we had my ball hockey team, we had one guy, bro. That's what I love about the hood, bro. Just everyone's a character. Very, very good player, bro. Pappas, he used to, during being between shifts, he'd run so hard, play well, but then get to the bench and vomit in the trash can.
That's hilarious. I vomited once when I was doing CrossFit. It should have been, if I worked hard, it would have been more because they push you hard. But one time.
At least you didn't shit. I feel like you can, if you're in CrossFit or in yoga and you vomit, it's awful, but you can get away with it. But if you crap your pants from everyone, there's no coming back. You can't go back to that yoga class.
Yeah. I was eating really well when I was doing the CrossFit. I was addicted to just like doing it. But then my life became dull and I hated my life.
Do you think yoga, it happens a lot? Because I remember I had done hot yoga once and people were farting. Yeah. And I was very angry.
I mean,
I was like, I'm holding it. Can't you hold it, sir?
Put a little Vicks under your nose, you know?
No, just the fact that they did it and they were, like, not acting. Like, no one's like, I'm sorry. Like, if I fucking fart, I will, like, I excuse myself. But I've never farted in my life. I don't fart. So it didn't happen.
You just shit yourself.
Yeah, I just shit myself repeatedly. But, yeah, they wouldn't have, they had no remorse for farting, and that bugged me. Have some remorse.
I mean, you're doing yoga. You got to let it out of you. It's like you got to
have some remorse. You're an adult man. Control your flatulence.
You know what's more annoying than that? Doing hot yoga. Sorry.
No, but we're talking about, like, if you hear it.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean the smell. I hear when you're doing hot yoga.
I'm so sorry.
Do downward dog, and then you hear.
Because
here's the problem.
This old Jewish woman over and over again.
Because I was not experienced. I was new there. It was my buddy Homer that had introduced me to the place. So it was basically, I didn't know that people would do that. So I'm there, and this is what you hear. Basically, you know, do this, whatever, and then hear. And then me. Me dying of laughter. Like, what is happening? And then a few minutes later, I'm like, okay, maybe, and then someone else. And then I'm like, what the fuck? So you hear this. This is what you hear. You hear this. And then you hear, no fucking way, what the fuck? Like, that's what you hear. You can hear me whispering.
I do have to say the fact that they're not making it silent is crazy.
Bro, they're pushing you.
Yeah.
The worst was one guy that I thought it was the board. And then like 8 seconds into his fart, I realized, no, this is a fart. I was like, it's like. And I was like, what the fuck was that, bro? What is happening? And then all you hear is, what the fuck? It's crazy.
Bro, you got to make a sketch out of this, bro. I can't believe you never made a sing. You never told me the laughing part. That's
I couldn't stop laughing, bro, because I wasn't expecting. You would die of laughter because I'm like, it's quiet, and I'm trying to stay focused. I'm sweating, bro. And then.
And it's on movements mainly.
Yeah. And then you hear like Homer's like, shut the fuck up. Stop laughing. I'm like, bro, I got your shit as fucking pants. And everyone could hear me.
Nah, that's gotta be.
And then I start to get mad because it would happen often and people wouldn't apologize. And then I'd be like, dude, if I would fart, I would apologize. I'd be like, I'm sorry. At least, you know? Instead of, you know, and they would make noise sometimes, but no apology. They'd be like, and then continue. It's like, you said the so at least say, I'm sorry.
No, so much worse to make a noise. I mean, to say sorry.
Really?
But yeah.
Bro, it sounded, a lot of these people, it's, you could tell, like, there's poop in their pants.
Oof.
So you have to apologize.
No, it's sweat and fart.
I don't know. It was awful, bro. It was awful.
Sweat farts.
Yeah. So I don't want to go do hot yoga.
You just made me really want to do hot yoga.
I don't like strangers' farts. It really bugs me.
It's not a good
thing. It was too often, and also...
I hate burps more than farts.
I don't know.
Isn't it interesting that in certain settings, it's perfectly acceptable?
To fart on a stranger?
Yeah, what else?
Just fart around strangers?
It's never acceptable to fart on a stranger.
What are the settings?
Church. Where are you farting on strangers?
No,
cool.
But I mean, outside of hot yoga, it's unacceptable to fart in public in general. People look at you wrong, right?
I was looking at everyone wrong in hot yoga too. Just these pussies weren't saying anything.
Because you're not used to, but like to these people outside of hot yoga, Unacceptable.
Bro, it shouldn't be acceptable for you to shit yourself next to another adult in yoga either.
The worst is when you walk behind old people at the grocery store.
Oh, they fart.
Yeah, dude, when they let one rip, you're like, motherfucker.
And they actually smell their rotting organs.
That's the best. Yeah. Is when they're... I remember one time, bro, there's this guy. He works at the Greek community. And he lived in the same building as me. And he didn't know that I was behind him. But we're walking up Woolerton. I had groceries. I was younger, bro. He's a chubby guy, too, bro. He had no idea that I was behind him. And he's forcing these thunderous farts out, bro. We're talking. He's shaking his butt. Like, he's trying to get anywhere. He's like, and then you hear... Like, bro, it going on for minutes to the point where I'm like, okay, is everything okay? And then, bro, he turns around. The guy looked like he wanted to kill himself. It was more of, I go, fuck, man. Like, that's all. I'm behind you, bro. You've been farting for 3 minutes and your ass sounds angry. Like, it's screaming. Yeah, he was mortified. He was mortified. Wanted to die. Well, I get that feeling when you're mortified and you want to kill yourself. A very bad feeling.
Me, one time, I went to CJEP and I was walking around. Halfway through the day, I just feel my dick clip on my zipper, and I look down, and I wasn't wearing underwear, and my zipper was down the whole day with my dick out.
Stop! I never go commando. What? Always got underwear.
Listen, I was in a rush. Wait,
your
think.
Dick was out?
Bro, he was walking around.
Dick
bro,
out?
Dick in the wind.
Dick no, in the wind. No, hold on, hold on. I have questions. How come you didn't feel it?
I was just probably stoned.
He's circumcised, so he's not as sensitive.
Are you really circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
You've never met one of us.
Yeah, that was an interesting way to put it.
Not that.
Are you really circumcised?
Not that.
I thought that was a myth you people said. Like the Holocaust.
Not that up close, bro. That's hilarious. Oh.
Yeah, and it just clipped. All of a sudden, I just feel a pinch on my fucking dick. And it was just like in the zipper.
Do you think anyone noticed?
Probably.
Me, the worst was I remember one time, bro, I was in the 80 going to downtown for work. And I sneeze. And I check my hand and I go, oh, nothing, clean, right? I'm good. And during the whole bus ride, people are giving me the dirtiest.
This is disgusting.
The dirtiest looks. The dirtiest. Like, people were looking at me like they wanted to stab me in the balls. I get, I'm like,
well, there was boogers all over.
I'm like, why the fuck are there people? Why are these people staring at me? Are they trying to fucking fight? I get to work. I take off my messenger bag that I had.
Boogers
on,
everywhere.
On the strap only. I got lucky. So
schnots.
Snots all along the messenger bag strap, and I go, no. At that moment, I almost committed suicide.
Yeah, one time, you know what happened to me? I was leaving downtown. I used to work at EA, and when I go take shits at EA, I would put paper towels around the toilet bowl. Like, I put the paper so that I don't touch it directly because I'm paranoid. But I guess what happened was I got up, the paper that was around the bowl got stuck in my pants. Yeah. So I made it home. I went down the metro where thousands of people are coming, and I just have a tail of toilet paper.
I've never had
coming
that.
Out of my ass.
Cartoon.
Like a cartoon, bro.
So I'm allergic to bananas, and the way I found out I was allergic to bananas, I woke up one morning, I popped in some Eggos, I cut up a banana, put some syrup.
You had never eaten banana before this?
I had eaten bananas my whole life, but this was the first day that I was allergic. I just like developed an intolerance like out of nowhere. And I'm on the metro, and my stomach's really hurting the whole way. And I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. This is really bad. I'm going from fucking L'Angelier to Atwater. I get all the way to Guy. Guy is a stop before Atwater. And I just, it's coming. There's no stopping it. One of the worst things I've ever done. I didn't want to let it out. I felt so bad for everyone on that metro. So I get to the door. The doors are not opening. So it came up.
You swallowed it?
I swallowed it.
Oh.
And then the doors open, and then it all just like all out of me. I'm on the metro platform, a guy like a dying dog.
Were there people there?
Oh, so many. And they were all just around. They were just going around me. And I was like, it was horrible. And then I just walked up around the metro and went on the other metro to go back home.
Oh, you're like, I'm done.
Yeah. I had a rugby game that day. So I pushed. I didn't want to miss it, but it was just like, I went home.
I projectile vomited Cinema Guzzo.
Oh, sick. That's
I
a good
ruined
place to
everyone's
do it.
Movie.
In the movie theater.
Bro, I've said this story before, but I'll say it again. Alex used to be a chef, and he made cookies, edibles. I don't even do weed normally. But I was like, I never even had edibles, I think. Or I had years before, but I'm not an edible guy. You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, I made these cookies. And I'm like, oh, nice, I'll have one. And then he goes, whoa. He goes, you know, the edible's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to have one. He's like, no, no, dude, have half. And I go, bro, I'm a big fucking guy. I can have a little cookie. I saw it differently.
Yeah.
Bro, I down this cookie. I'm high as a kite. We're getting to the theater, bro. Everything is like, I'm under the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm laughing hysterically. We're waiting in line. Now we sit. It was the Metallica movie. It was a, like a live concert.
Okay.
So we're sitting, bro, the trailers come on, bro. RoboCop, there was a new RoboCop that came out, a remake. Bro, for me, sitting there, RoboCop lasted my entire life. It lasted a lifetime, that trailer. I was freaking out. It lasted a lifetime. I thought I, like, that was it. Like, I lived many lives during that trailer, okay? And what is that, 3 minute trailer, 5 minute trailer? To me, bro, 8 years. So that happens, bro. Then it starts, and if I remember correctly, the first song was For Whom the Bell Tolls. Bro, dun, it's starting, bro, and I just projectile vomit on all the seats in front of me, okay? And then here's the best part, bro. Bro, wow, 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 crazy vomit. I lean back. Everyone's losing their minds. I'm so high. I turn over and I look at Alex at home and I go, did I just puke? And like, of course you just vomit. People are screaming. What the fuck are you doing? People are freaking the fuck out. So now we all get up, bro, except for Dano didn't want to miss it. So we get out and people are angry. And then he thinks he can sit there and watch the movie. That's how high he is. Like, bro, you're kicked out by association. You can't do this. So then they take me to the bathrooms in Guzzo, bro. And I vomit everywhere, bro. There's like, I felt so bad for the kid. It was a Saturday night at 7. It was like, it was so bad for that kid. I had to clean the bathrooms and the theater. There's puke. Like, this is more puke than you'd think there'd be enough in me. It's crazy amounts of vomit. I'm so out of it, bro. We leave. We get a cab. There's no way, because we walked it. There's no way I'm walking back to Park X. So we stop at the Shell gas station on Jerry, get out of the gas station, bro. And then again, I don't know what the fuck's about. Projectile vomit all over the gas station, like on the outside, though, everywhere, bro. Everywhere, bro. So much. Bro, I was so like, where is this vomit coming from? How does he have that much puke
in him?
You're
probably drinking water, right? You're puking and then they're like giving you water.
Oh, I don't remember, bro. It was probably, a lost kid. Sure. Then we get to his basement. Bro, I take off my clothes and I go, I fall asleep behind the couch. Behind the couch, bro, for hours. And I woke up, what the fuck? I was so out of it when I woke up, I left my car at his house and I walked it home. That's how fucked up it was. So now, listen to this now. So I vomit everywhere. It was awful for the Guzzo, all that. The following week, they go back, same movie, 7. They're like, we have to watch this fucking Metallica movie. So they go to the same exact showing Saturday. They invite me. And I go, I don't want to go because now I have a bad thought in my head. It makes me, they go, bro. This time, Alex projectile vomits. Bro, so I always think about the kid who that's his shift. He's like, what? He hates Metallica, bro. This guy hates Metallica. He's like, what is this Metallica? What is this devil music doing to people?
No, I genuinely think that's one of the worst things that could like happen to me in public. That's like not like, you know, getting fucking serial killed or whatever.
Well, the other thing is
someone
we went high once.
On me, full on puke on me.
Bro, and then another thing that happened to me, and I have a photo. I don't know if you remember this. We had went to a theater and it was edibles again. I was high as fuck, bro. And who decides to interview me, bro? I'm at the theater.
Oh.
Bro, CTV News decides to interview me, bro. And I'm high as fuck. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to anyone. And what do they ask me, bro? It was when the movie The Interview came out.
Yeah.
And they asked me how I feel, bro, about North Korea. North Korea who threatened. North Korea who threatened to bomb us if the movie comes out.
Yeah.
And, bro, I was like, bro, fuck that shit. That's bull. I'm high now. And I go, you got to. We'll do whatever the fuck we want. Freedom of speech. Like, you know, you guys, it's very important. We're not going to bend the knee to terrorism. I see this whole thing, bro. What do these sons of bitches do, bro? You look at CTV, people, my friends are calling me. Because even online, it's my face like this, bro, out of it. And what do they say? Some people sympathize with North Korea. And my face, bro. And I'm like, I don't sympathize. I said I'm against North Korea. And they put me as the face of this guy's with North Korea.
That's crazy.
Bro, it was insane. I was like, fake news, bro. Fake news is real. They fake newsed me.
Oh, that's
they
amazing.
Said I was pro-North Korea, and I was high as fuck.
Do you have the interview anywhere?
Yeah, you can find it online. I remember I found bro, it once. Someone found it on Twitter, CTV, and we laughed. Eh? It was on Hold CTV on. News, bro. That some people are, and I even messaged him. I go, this is fake news. At least change the title. I'm not, why would you write some people sympathize with North Korea and then have my fucking face on there?
I'm not even fucking typing anything. Ah!
There we
I
go.
I found it.
There we go. Reverse, backwards door.
No!
Oh, the no! video is no longer available. All this for nothing. That's but go back to the photo. It's a good thing okay, we have a screenshot.
Yeah. That sucks.
Look at me. Some sympathize with North Korea's objection. Bro, I didn't sympathize at all.
I'm thinking
my ESPN hoodie.
That's so sad. No wonder we couldn't find it. Leave it up a second. You could go get the tweet and save it, huh? Go get the, like, on his Twitter.
What did I write? What was my tweet?
Hold on. Hey, CTV Montreal, you do realize that you make it seem as if I'm the one who fucking sympathizes with North Korea, right?
It does look like I have a lot to say.
You look like a guy that's like, these North Koreans.
Yeah, these North Koreans, they're not half bad.
I'm so sad that it's unavailable.
I'm so happy.
It's so funny.
What a face though, huh?
Yo, you think it's available on YouTube?
No, I don't. I doubt they put anything on YouTube these days. But anyways, all right, Joshy.
Great fucking episode.
Great fucking episode. We have a secret show every Friday night. Yeah. Plus, the third floor is rocking almost every night of the week. And Monday nights at London Pub is the place to be. Thank you all. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically shamed and all our fame. We'll make a murder.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.